Doctor, this is recording on Cheryl on Brink. Cheryl. Cheryl. Owen Brink. OenBrink. That's OEN, N as Nancy. BRINK. Owen Brink. Date of birth, 5/13/60. Date of visit is 9/10/24. Please make copy for Joseph Cook, MD. From the Family Practice Center. Next line. Chief complaint is persistent cough for 2 months. Next paragraph is with illness. This is a 64-year-old overweight female with a history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis. As well as obstructive sleep apnea, has had a persistent cough for the past 2 months, unresponsive to 2 courses of antibiotics and a course of prednisone, period. The patient also has been using Tessalon pearls for the cough without much relief, period. She went for a chest x-ray this past month, and it was clear. And the patient states she does not bring up much sputum, and she denies any fevers, chills, or night sweats. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history is included. History of recurrent bronchitis and asthma, prior history of obstructive sleep apnea, on CPAP but not using it. She has had hypertension for over 15 years, and she has restless leg syndrome. Surgery also includes appendectomy, cholecystectomy, and a hysterectomy, as well as a tonsillectomy remotely. Next paragraph. Allergies to perfumes, chemicals, and dust. Next line, habits. The patient does not smoke and drinks alcohol occasionally. She worked at a medical office and was housing veterans. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of mesothelioma, mother died of breast cancer and dementia. Next paragraph. Med list included Coreg 25 milligrams BID, Isradal 30 milligrams BID, Mirapex 1.5 milligrams BID, and Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, Ventolin, 2 puffs PRN, and recently completed a course of prednisone. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies double vision or cataracts. She has hearing loss and has vertigo and hoarseness. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has wheezing, cough, and shortness of breath. She has had nausea and heartburn and diarrhea. Denies any abdominal pains. She has she has occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains, but has arm pains. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. Denies seizures, but has headaches. And no skin rash, no itching, next physical exam. Moderately obese, middle-aged female was alert, no acute distress, no clubbing cyanosis or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 130 by 70, pulse is 82, respiration 20, tension 97.6, weight is 225, saturation 98. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds and occasional scattered wheezes. Heart, the heart sounds regular on an estrogenal murmur. Abdomen is soft. Obese without masses, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough with reactive airways. Number 2. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3 is restless leg syndrome. Number 4 is hypertension, and number 5 is exogenous obesity. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast, complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes, and a CBC IgE level and a total eosinophil count. She was advised to use Breztri inhaler 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And also advised to continue with prednisone 30 milligrams daily with taper over a 2-week period. And continue with the albuterol 2 puffs QID PRN. Follow-up visit be arranged in 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Can you also mention the patient was urged to use her CPAP mask nightly for sleep apnea. A follow-up will be arranged in 3 weeks. Thank you for the consultation.